The National Council for the Training of Journalists. Side 1. All the passages dictated on this side of the tape are at 90 words a minute. There are 10 passages, each of 2 minutes' duration. Passages 1 and 2 are entitled Theatre Faces Closure. There will be an interval of 30 seconds between them. Passage 1. I am glad to see so many of you here today, even though the news that I have to give you may come as a shock. I have been the general manager of our theatre for 10 years, and it is with very great regret that I have to tell you that unless we find substantial new sources of cash within the next 6 months, the theatre will have to close. As many of you here will know, the theatre has always been seen as a great success. We have had many of the leading actors and actresses in the country, indeed in the world, on our stage, and the theatre has often been chosen as a venue for plays which producers hope to be able to take to the West End. Sales of tickets have always been strong, and many of our shows are sold out long before the first night. This is thanks to our policy of choosing productions which appeal to our local audience. But sadly, it takes more than strong sales to keep a theatre going. Passage 2. I am glad to say that our local Member of Parliament is keen to help. He has been in contact with the body responsible for funding the arts to try to get the balance put right. We have found our share of the cash available has been declining rapidly in recent years, and this year we received only £10,000, while the two other major theatres in the county each received well over £150,000. Even with this grant, one of those theatres has closed, as I am sure you are aware. Both the local council and the county council have reacted quickly and positively, and each has doubled the small grant which it gives us. But this is not enough, and unless the government is prepared to treat us as generously as it treats the other theatres in this area, you will see no more of the splendid productions which we have been proud to bring to you. We need your help to save our theatre, and you must make your feelings strongly felt. Passages 3 and 4 are entitled Car Owners Speak Up. There will be an interval of 30 seconds between them. Passage 3. It is about time that car owners were allowed to speak up for themselves, and as a member of the local car club, I intend to do just that. Many members of the club have listened to the arguments against the use of cars. We are told time and time again that we should leave our cars in the garage at home and use trains or buses or bicycles to travel to work, because that would cut down pollution. As a car owner, I want to go where I want, when I want, with the minimum of effort. I do not want to wait for trains or buses, and that is how most people think. Do people who urge us all to abandon our cars realize what they are saying? The public transport in most towns is hopeless. In the countryside, it is even worse. If buses and trains are going to be used by more people, then someone will have to find a way of putting more trains back on the railways and more buses back on the roads. Passage 4. Car drivers like me become very angry when it is suggested that petrol prices should be increased so that we will be forced to leave our cars at home. Putting up petrol prices will not help matters. This will only put the price up of the things which have to be moved by road, and that is almost everything we buy in the shops. Families do not want to use buses and trains. They want to be free of long waits at cold and windy bus stops. The last thing anyone wants is to have to walk to the railway station and find the train has been delayed by leaves on the lines. In my opinion, the cost of motoring should be a lot lower than it is now, so that people can travel where they want and when they want in their own time. Petrol prices are higher than in Europe because of the large amount of tax car drivers have to pay. Most of us would rather pay that petrol tax than travel on public transport every day. Passages 5 and 6 are entitled Night Club in the Old Brewery. There will be an interval of 30 seconds between them. Passage 5. There have been a few people in our town saying that they do not see why we need another nightclub. As a businessman, I know that there are many young people who would be happy to spend £10 once a week to enjoy dancing and listening to top-class bands. Many other people would like to be able to enjoy a meal while they are out. It is true that there have been problems with nightclubs in the past. I can assure local residents, however, that my new club would be different. It would be on the edge of town in the old brewery. There are very few houses near that site, so no one would be troubled by noise. I can assure those who have said they are against the idea of another club that our own well-trained doormen would work with the police to stop any trouble before it could start. At the moment, young people have to spend their money in pubs. Often they have too much to drink and end up getting into trouble. Passage 6. The young people of this town want a nightclub, and it is only right that we should give them what they want. Many teenagers get into trouble because they are bored. Not all of them want to join youth clubs, and many of them are not happy about sitting in pubs. There is another important point which I want to make this evening. I was interested to hear one lady say that she believed it was more important to have an arts centre in our town than it was to have a new nightclub. I think she is right. I would like to use the tower at the centre of the old brewery as an arts centre. The rest of the building will be turned into a restaurant and a club. During daytime, local artists and musicians could bring another use to the brewery tower. Together, the club and the arts centre would mean that the building would be busy again all around the clock, just like it used to be when it was a busy brewery employing many people. Passages 7 and 8 are entitled Church Rebuilding Fund. There's an interval of 30 seconds between them. Passage 7. Tonight, I would like to say thank you to all the people who have helped me raise money for our church rebuilding fund since the fire last year. Many people have offered their help, and they have not all been from this town. When the news of the fire broke, there were letters and phone calls from all over the country. It seemed that churches everywhere shared our grief. It was a few days after the fire that the police said they had found signs of a burglary. The remains of a candle were found inside the burned-out vestry. The police said that someone had tried to break into the safe and had lit a candle to help them see while they worked. The burglars must have been disturbed and knocked over the candle as they ran away. 2 days after the fire, the mayor opened an emergency fund, and we have never looked back since. Within two more days, there was over £3,500 in the mayor's fund. Now we have over £10,000. Passage 8. As everyone here tonight will know, it will cost over £1 million to rebuild the church. That is a very large amount of money, and many people have said that it is too much for a town like ours to raise. Only yesterday, however, I heard some very good news. There are three different funds which will be prepared to match however much we raise with a grant of the same size. That means we will have to raise £250,000 ourselves. That is still a difficult task, but it is not impossible. There are those who do not think it is right to spend so much money on rebuilding the church. It is the bishop who will finally decide whether our church is repaired, and he knows how we feel about it. It is important that when we all leave this meeting tonight, we ask our friends to write to him and tell him the town needs this church to be rebuilt. It was a beautiful old building, and it can be beautiful again. Passages 9 and 10 are entitled Con Men Praying on Old People. There'll be an interval of 30 seconds between them. Passage 9. I am sure you will all sigh and put down your notebooks if I tell you that I have another story for you about con men preying on old people. It seems that we go on and on about the particularly nasty crime, but as soon as one set of villains is caught, along comes another team. But I hope that you will take note of what I have to tell you today, because this time the story has a very ugly twist. We have known for some days that there was a team of these con men who were working on the neighbouring police division. The way they work is to call round to an area where there are a lot of old people and say that they are from the social services, calling to see if these old folk qualify for a new benefit which the government is bringing in. They have some very good fake passes which they always show. We know just how good they are because one of them left his pass behind on the latest hit. Passage 10. Once they get inside, they ask the old person if they can have a cup of tea. And while he or she is making it, they take whatever they can that looks valuable. They are not bothered about making a noise or a mess, and when the old person comes back and sees what is going on, one of the men overpowers them, and the other carries on searching for cash, jewelry, or other valuables. It is bad enough that half a dozen old people have been robbed and manhandled. As this little crime spree has gone on, however, it seems that the temptation to hurt the old person has become greater. The last few victims have all been bruised and battered, and one old lady suffered a heart attack. We are seriously concerned that these men will kill someone before long, as they seem to be getting more and more violent. We need your help to warn old people and to catch this pair soon before someone dies. We cannot get to all old people, but your papers can. That is the end of the dictation at 90 words a minute on side one of the tape.